respectait la loi Wiccan dans un amour parfait et une confiance parfaite. 8 mots que le Wiccan Red accomplit. Et vous ne faites de mal à personne, faites ce que vous voulez. Ce que vous envoyez revient vers vous, alors gardez toujours à l'esprit la loi de 3. Suivez ceci avec l'esprit et le cœur. Joyeux rendez-vous et joyeux départ.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Xander, and it's time to get witchy. Welcome to the Ethereal Path Podcast. What's up, y'all? It's Xander, Ethereal Path. And no, those children aren't French. They're American. Hashtag Muzzy. No, just kidding. So in case you were wondering, that was the Wiccan read in French because Xander got bored earlier and Xander decided to start downloading the Wiccan read in all sorts of various languages. And pretty much we're going to be hearing a few of those. And if the audio was really off or really shit on that, I totally apologize. I need to get a better set of monitors. But anywho, in the meantime, welcome to the Ethereal Path Podcast in episode 32. So I was kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about this week, and I kind of settled on the idea of gifting in the magical community, because someone had reminded me about, there's an old tradition, I want to say old wives' tale for lack of a better term, that you should never buy your own tarot cards, and that, you know, you should always be gifted a set of tarot cards. And it got me thinking about, you know, these little traditions and superstitions and, you know, if there's anything to it. And then, you know, with the first quarter happening yesterday, it kind of turned into, let's kind of like look into this. So I kind of have some thoughts and I'm kind of going to throw it out there and we're just going to kind of see how this rolls. So sit back, relax, and let's do this. So let's talk about just gifting in general. So what kind of magical items can be gifted? You know, I mean, we're obviously going to talk about tarot cards, but we can talk about crystals, wands, pentacles, incense, athames, chalices, really any sort of magical item. And the thing that at least that I've always kind of thought is, you know, gifting is, you know, it's a very fine line to walk, you know, like if, I've been given gifts over the years, and depending on the context of it, I think is really, truly what makes it. So it's, you know, what is the person giving you? What is the value of it? But also, is it genuine? Is it pure? Or is it something that's going to come with, you know, strings attached? You know, so you kind of got to be wary of it. But at the same time, you also have to recognize that, you know, it is also part of tradition. Like, you know, our Book of Shadows, that's, you know, the big one I can think of, in that, you know, that you, the whole purpose of keeping a Book of Shadows is, you know, to pass the generations of spells, you know, from, or pass, you know, the spells from generation to generation, you know, keeping the family bloodlines intact, and, you know, every family had their own, or every coven had their own, you know, specific Wiccan knowledge that they wanted to hold, you know, sacred to them. So, you know, gifting things like that, it's, you know, definitely appropriate and stuff, definitely something that should be happening, you know. But again, if, you know, if someone wants to buy you something because, you know, it's a useful tool, or, you know, it was one of those, you know, they thought of it, and, you know, I've definitely been giving magical gifts before, where Some of them have been some great items to have, and others I have absolutely never touched them. Like, I actually have a deck of tarot cards that I used once, and after using them, I realized that the person who had given them to me did so kind of with there were definitely strings attached. Let's just put it that way. And I have never used those cards since, even though I still have them. I have actually tried cleansing them, and I've tried a couple different things to see if I could get any resonation with them. But I couldn't. I've never vibed with them, and they just kind of sit on my shelf, gathering dust, and there they'll probably sit until the day I die. But even, going as far as, like saying items from even like, if you were to buy a purchase from, our Etsy shop, chances are there's probably going to be some extra little gift thrown in there. Just kind of as a token of, just a way to say thank you, which again, depending on, how customized your order gets, I can even customize, the little thank you token that we put in there further. So it just kind of all really depends. But again, it's one of those things where just you always want to take us with, grace and with charity. And if for some reason you don't vibe with it, there's no reason, that you have to let the gift giver know that, their gift either like didn't work or just wasn't your thing, or there's always a PC way out of it, I guess, is basically what I'm trying to is what I'm trying to say. And do your due diligence. If someone hands you a bunch of crystals, just don't take their word for it. Sit them in the light of the moonlight to cleanse. If you have your own cleansing ritual, run it through it. See if it, passes muster. And if it does, cool. You've got another tool to play with. If not, you may got to do some work. Like think, Harry Potter and the Horcruxes. It's like, just because it looks like just because it looks like something doesn't mean that, that's not exactly what it is. But so going back to the whole tarot card thing, there's a whole bunch of reasons as to why I could see that, people would say you should never be gifted tarot cards. Like, first of all, let's always go back to what I say about tarot, that, tarot's, it's not a way of predicting the future. It's a way of making you more aware of your present. And it's almost kind of like laying out a roadmap. So it's like, if you start going down this path, and then ABC is going to happen, then it's going to lead to DEF, but that's kind of just showing one possible outcome. So it's not exactly like, fortune telling or anything like that. But because readings get so personal, it's almost like you should be gifted a deck by someone who truly, truly knows you. But at the same time, like, I have decks that I've resonated with from the minute I picked them up. Or I had decks where, it took some time for us to actually kind of build a, magical bond, and for them to let me read them and open up and, kind of let me in on their little secrets, So it's a very personal thing. So in a way, I can see it being, a great like starter gift if it was like, you knew someone who was getting into tarot, so you kind of bought them like a Rider-Waite deck, or maybe even like a student, like cheat deck where it has like the meanings, transcribed on there. That I could totally see. But when you get to like the higher level decks, it's like, if you're gonna get into this specific deck, so, think of like, like my dragon deck or my green witch deck or my gay tarot deck. I really wouldn't accept a deck from someone who didn't know me well enough to know whether or not I was going to resonate with that deck or not. So even just talking about it, it's kind of, my mind's going in about 1,000 different directions. So it's kind of wild, because again, it's a very personal experience, especially in the magical realm. So, it's definitely not something that you want to take lightly. And I kind of want to also add just like one caveat too. Like, if you're going to give someone a tarot deck, I always feel like there should, you should always write a letter, explaining why you're giving them this deck. And for some reason, it just always feels like, to me at least, that words, again, and we talk about this all the time, words are very, very powerful. And we use them all the time in Wicca and esoteric practices and even reading tarot cards and things like that. So, the power of the word is extremely powerful in this belief system. So it's almost like, you almost want to have a written, I don't want to say like contract because that's not like the, it's not really that kind of the connotation that I'm looking for, but it's more of kind of like a signed, sealed, and delivered. Like, this was the intention of why I bought this deck for you. This is why I thought it would be a good match for you, and hopefully you'll vibe well with it, and hopefully you'll find it useful, and if not, totally understand. So again, don't be afraid to accept a magical gift from somebody. Just understand, where they're coming from, why the gift is being given, and if you're on the other side of it and you're considering giving a gift to somebody, make sure they fully understand the intention of where it's coming from and why you've decided to gift that particular item to that particular person, because that in a way is going to make all the difference. Because as we know, our altar items that we have are very personal to us. And on that note, I am actually going to cut it short this week. I hope everyone is having a long, great holiday weekend. Keep doing the work, keep at it, keep trying, and keep sending me that feedback. I'd love to hear it. So everyone, again, have a great, great, relaxing, wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and blessed be. The Etherial Path Podcast is hosted by me, Xander, and is owned by Etherial Path LLC. You can find us on the web at www.ethereal-path.com. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Ethereal Path, and on Twitter as @Ethereal Path PGH. This is also our email address, etherealpathpgh@gmail.com. DMs are open on all platforms. The Etherial Path Podcast can be found on all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Amazon Music, Audible, and all other major podcasting platforms. Our Etsy shop can be found under Ethereal Path PGH. Links can be found below and on our website. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on those notifications. Every one of those clicks makes a huge difference. Thank you for listening, and blessed be.